Bonjour, Gokanawia, way to talk indigenous cause, Jamoki Manish Nandao, Dashniwe Abajatun, Anishnamba Moen, and Dasu Gijigat. Duga, would you a shin? Would you buemo da? All right, bonjour. Welcome to episode 5. We're going to look at pluralizing negatives. So this is a pretty easy one this week, so we'll do some refresher too. But yeah, this is just how do you make our negative statements, but also keep them pluralized. So we'll just go straight to reading Oshkabevis Native Journal, Volume 4, Number 1. Pluralizing negatives. Pluralizing negatives is simple. Follow the steps for negation outlined above, and then add in to the end of the verb. So minopogwad, it tastes good. Gawin, minopogwa, sinun, in. Gawin minopogwa sinunin. Gawin minopogwa sinunin. Example. Gawin minopogwa sinunin gitiganensan. Gawin minopogwa sinunin gitiganensan. Vegetables don't taste good. Gawin minopogwa sinunin gitiganensan. Gikendagwad. It is known. Gawin gikendagwa sinun in. Gawin gikendagwa sinun in. Gawin gikendagwa sinunin. Gawin gikendagwa sinunin. Gawin gikendagwa sinunin in yo nagamonan ima. Gawin gikendagwa sinunin in yo nagamonan ima. Those songs are not known there. Gawin gikendagwa sinunin in yo nagamonan ima. Oh, that last one's a tongue twister. Gikendagwad. I kept on wanting to say Gikendagwad. I was putting an N sound in there, so if you heard that, ignore it. It's Gikendagwad. Gikendagwad. That cane sound, that morpheme, Gikend, you see that a lot with like knowing morphemes or like words about knowing things or kind of thoughts. Or not thoughts necessarily, but knowledge about stuff. It's good. It's a good word. Good terms. Minopogwad is such a good one too. Minopogwad, it tastes good. That minopogwad is really more about like a solid food. So if you're wanting to say a liquid tastes good, you don't say minopogwad. You say minwagami. Minwagami, it tastes good if it's a liquid. But minopogwad, it tastes good if it's a solid. Yeah, so I sort of wish I had just tacked this on to the last one. But, you know, negatives are, it's a lot. We're changing the verbs a lot here, right? We still have to do all that gawin, minopogwa, sinunin. Like, we've got to do all these things to it. But making it plural is pretty sensible, right? So remember our tricks for telling if a thing is animate or inanimate is if it's pluralized with an N sound or a ug sound or a wug sound. And so here we're just adding an in, just an IN, just comes right to the end of everything the way it's already been. So that ending is going to be really important for negation. So gawin minopogwa sinunin. They don't taste good. Those don't taste good. But yeah, pretty simple otherwise, you know. Minopogwad, right, is the word minopogwad. So it becomes minopogwa sinun because we're going to get rid of that D, right? Our negation are all about, if it's an N ending, we're going to, you know, onejishin zinun, we're going to keep the N and have that Z sound. But if it's a D ending, we just get rid of the D and turn it into a vowel ending. So, gawin minopogwa sinun, right? Okay. There's really, it's sort of, yeah, it's going to be a short episode, I guess. So, yeah, the other thing to remember, you know, don't keep your negatives correct, right? So if you're, don't start to confuse how to pluralize things by how you're pluralizing the negatives. So just a quick refresher, right? In order to pluralize VIIs that aren't negative, so we're just trying to say, like, they are nice, right? They are nice. They are pretty. Onejishinun. Onejishinun. We're just going to add that un sound to the end of it, right? Onejishinun. If you want to say they are good luck, so minose, it is good luck. If you want to say they are good luck because it's got that vowel ending, minosewan, minosewan, minopogwadun, 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 kitaganensan, Mino po gwadun gita ganansan. Vegetables do taste good. I felt bad saying that thing. Yeah, vegetables taste good. Mino po gwan. Mino po. Sorry. Mino po gwadun gita ganansan. How you'd say that. Okay. And then, as always, you know, if there's a vowel ending to, sometimes you'll hear it with a magud. Baswewe magud. Minose magud. Still means the same thing. But then that means you conjugate it like it's got a D ending, right? So gawin minose magasinun. Gawin minose magasinun. Hopefully this is all clicking. You're coming along. This is good. Like if you're, you know, I'm trying to keep these short so you can re-listen to them and check in. And the titles I'm having be just the rule we're going over so you can quick glance without having to listen to the whole thing. But hopefully you are finding that you've got a bigger vocabulary now. So the words that we've been working on, and I'm just going to say them with some various conjugations and kind of quick succession and see if you can identify what these words are, okay? So, gisina magad, gisina magad, gisina magad, gawin ate sinun, gawin ate sinun, gawin ate sinun. Gawin nunda gwasinun. Gawin nunda gwasinun. Gawin nunda gwasinun. Gimme one. Gimme one. Gimme one. Gawin awana be saasinun. Gawin awana be saasinun. A good day one, a good day one, a good day one. Gawin wasaya magasinun. Gawin wasaya magasinun. Michawan, Michawan, Michawan. Kijita, Kijita, Kijita. Onishishin, Onishishin. Onishishin. Gawin wese anzinun. Gawin wese anzinun. Gawin no denzinun. Gawin no denzinun. Gashka one. Gashka one. Gashka one. Gawin benasinunin. Gawin binasanunin. Gawin binasanunin. Niskadad. 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 Gawin minose sinun. Gawin minose sinun. Baswewewan. 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 Gawin minopo gwasinun. Gawin minopo gwasinun. Gawin minopo gwasinun. Kikendagwadun. 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 Alright, so those are the words we've been working on. Let's do some quiz stuff, eh? And we can't do a quiz without me digging around for my jaw harp. Alright, so anin ekedong, anin ekedong, those are not big, ojibwemoen. Anin ekedong, those are not big, ojibwemoen. Those are not big, anin ekedong, those are not big, ojibwemoen. Ready? Gawin michasinunin, gawin michasinunin, or gawin michamagasinunin. Gawin michamagasinunin. Good. Alright. Anin ekedong, it is not nice, ojibwemoin. Anin ekedong, it is not nice, ojibwemoin. It is not nice. Anin ekedong, ojibwemoin. Ready? It is not nice, ojibwemoin. Gawin onishishinzinun. Gawin onishishinzinun. Good. All right. Anin ekedong gawin no din zinun shaganashimoin. Anin ekedong gawin no din zinun shaganashimoin. Gawin no din zinun shaganashimoin. How do you say that? Gawin no din zinun shaganashimoin. It is not windy. That's what that is. Gawin no din zinun. It is not windy. All right. Anin ekedong. It is not ready. Ojibwe moin. Anin ekedong. It is not ready. Ojibwe moin. Anin ekedong. It is not ready. Ojibwe moin. All right. Got it. Gawin gishitasenun. Gawin gishitasenun. Or gawin gishita magasenun. Gawin gishita magasenun. All right. Anin ekedong. Your moccasins are not finished. Ojibwe moin. Anin ekedong. Your moccasins are not finished. Ojibwe moin. Anin ekedong. Your moccasins are not finished. Ojibwe moin. Your moccasins are not finished. Ojibwe moin. Gawin gishita senunin gemakasenan. Gawin gishita senunin gemakasenan. Gawin gishita senunin gemakasenan. Your moccasins are not finished. Gawin gishita senunin gemakasenan. Or gawin gishita magasenunin makasenan. You can always do that magad in there too. All right. And how would you say? They taste good. Anin ekedong, they taste good. Ojibwe moin. Anin ekedong, they taste good. Ojibwe moin. They taste good. Ojibwe moin. Yeah, Minopogwadun. They taste good. Hopefully, you had some good food over the New Year's and all that. And yeah, we're clubbing along here. So, you know, it's sort of funny. This is the first episode I'm recording after doing them all the first day. And so, the first day this podcast launched, we had like almost 20 downloads, and I didn't really share it anywhere. So that's pretty great. So, hopefully, you are finding these helpful. Like I say, go back, listen to them, check out the liner notes. I've got all the words that we've been working on in there. And yeah, so cheers. You know, we are going to run out of space on this host pretty quickly by March. I'll have to move the website. But the RSS feed will stay the same. So if you subscribe via iTunes or Spotify or any of that stuff to listen to podcasts, it'll always show up. And if you're seeing this on a link from the Facebook page for the Ojibwe Moda podcast, you can, yeah, I'll still be posting links there. So no worries about that. Just a heads up. Once there is a new website, and it might happen sooner rather than later, I'll try to put like the words and worksheets and stuff more readily available. So I'm kind of guessing by around January, hopefully, maybe that'll have happened and there'll be a new website for the podcast. So it might be worth poking around, but it might not too. Like I said, Podomatic, where I'm hosting it now, is where I started podcasting nearly 20 years ago. And, you know, it's good enough for bandwidth and storage to be able to host all these episodes up into March. But anyway, cheers, Gigawabamin.